Pro-DACA Amnesty, Anti-Enforcement Candidates Rejected by U.S. Voters. By John Binder on November 6, 2018. A slew of pro-amnesty for illegal aliens. Anti-immigration enforcement candidates were rejected by American voters in the midterm elections on Tuesday night, including major political players like Senator Claire McCaskill, DMO, and Representative Carlos Curbelo, RFL. Republican voters confirmed to exit pollsters on Election Day what Breitbart News has reported for the past 8 months, that immigration was the driving issue for their votes on Tuesday. In Missouri, pro-amnesty McCaskill has repeatedly voted for amnesty for illegal aliens. Most recently in 2017, she voted to increase the number of foreign workers in the U.S. McCaskill lost her race to Republican challenger Josh Hawley, who campaigned on supporting President Trump's proposed border wall and protecting American citizens from criminal illegal aliens. Likewise, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, DND, lost to Republican Kevin Cramer in North Dakota after she ran with a pro-amnesty, anti-immigration enforcement record. In 2013, Heitkamp voted in favor of the infamous Gang of Eight amnesty deal. In the most recent congressional session, Heitkamp voted to increase the number of low-skilled foreign workers imported to the country as well as in favor of an amnesty for the more than 3.5 million enrolled and eligible illegal aliens tied to President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. Numbers USA President Roy Beck highlighted the number of pro-immigration lawmakers and candidates who lost with their voters. The American people voted out of office a large number of low enforcement, high immigration politicians of both parties who earned an F grade from Numbers USA, Beck said in a statement. This included the defeat of four more senators who supported the Gang of Eight amnesty, while other Gang of Eight senators retired and were replaced by pro-enforcement, less immigration victors. For Senator Joe Donnelly, DN, holding a pro-amnesty voting record became a liability in his race against Republican challenger Mike Braun. Braun ran a pro-enforcement, anti-illegal immigration campaign, vowing to support Trump's proposed border wall. Donnelly, while attempting to move to the center on immigration, could not make up for his pro-mass immigration history and, ultimately, he lost Tuesday night in an upset for Democrats. Republican lawmakers, like the vastly pro-amnesty, anti-immigration enforcement representatives Carlos Curbelo, RFL, Pete Sessions, RTX, Barbara Comstock, RVA, Scott Taylor, RVA, Elena Rosledinen, RFL, Dan Donovan, RNY, and Kevin Yoder, RKS, all lost their congressional races. From the pro-American immigration reform group, Numbers USA, Curbelo has earned the worst rating, indicating his efforts to import more foreign workers, give amnesty to illegal aliens, and continue the process known as chain migration. Yoder, in Kansas, was delivered a similar fate in Kansas. Yoder is responsible for a series of open borders efforts this year, including a provision that gives a right to migrate to all Central Americans to come to the U.S. to claim asylum. Yoder's bill also included a green card amendment that opens the door to more outsourcing of college graduate jobs, amendments to expand the blue-collar H-2A and H-2B visa worker programs, and an amendment to block detention of migrant families. Despite being endorsed by Trump, Donovan was defeated after voting repeatedly for amnesty for 12 to 22 million illegal aliens and supporting importing more foreign workers to take U.S. blue-collar jobs. Taylor lost on election night as well. Most recently, as Breitbart News reported, Taylor called Numbers USA a scumbag Washington group after the organization released an attack ad against the congressman for his pro-amnesty record. Comstock became an establishment media darling when she attacked Trump during a meeting at the White House on the issue of the MS-13 gang using the country's immigration laws to enter the U.S. "We don't need a government shutdown on this," Comstock told Trump about an immigration deal that included the president's immigration reduction reforms and border wall. In Tennessee, former Democrat Governor Phil Bredesen was defeated by pro-enforcement Representative Marsha Blackburn, RTN, for the state's vacant Senate seat. Bredesen, although trying to run as a centrist, had in the final weeks of the campaign denounced Trump's proposed border wall. "I don't believe the wall is the right answer," Bredesen said last month. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.